Could President Biden's candidacy affect those down ballot, especially those in state office running for their seats? That's the topic of today's Capitol Report, and it's brought to you by the Michigan Health and Hospital Association, Truscott Rossman, and the Michigan Chamber of Commerce. Now, we believe we have the first Democratic state lawmaker who has come out and called for President Biden to step aside. State Representative Phil Skaggs of East Grand Rapids joins us now. Good morning, Phil.
Good morning. Nice to be here. Thanks for the invitation.
So we've certainly, you know, heard from congressional Democrats. You may be the first state lawmaker here. And it started with, what was it, a tweet yesterday?
Started with a tweet and a Facebook post up on social media, correct?
Give us the gist of what you said and why you felt like you needed to post.
I mean, none of this gives me any happiness. It gives me no joy. Joe Biden, I think, has been a very impressive president, and he's a good human being. But I think that, as he says, I think as many Americans understand, this is a historic election that we have coming up. The other party is poised to nominate an individual who was a 34-time convicted felon, who was twice impeached by the U.S. House of Representatives, and who was capable of sending a mob to the Capitol building to try to overturn a free and fair American election and install himself as a dictator. So Donald Trump simply cannot be reelected. And as the grown-ups in the room, I believe that the Democratic Party needs to make sure that we have the strongest possible nominee to go up against Donald Trump, because I firmly believe that our Democratic Republic is at stake. And I don't want to lose that democracy that has been handed down to us from the founders on my watch. So I think that we still have time left, and I've asked the president to stick to a single term and pass the torch to a new generation.
Representative, you know, the Democrats here in the state, they're facing some critical races this year, including some tight congressional races and maintaining the state House majority. How do you think the president's candidacy as it stands could affect those down ballot races?
Well, I came to my conclusion mostly after talking to countless constituents on the doors during my campaign, out in the community. And what I am concerned about is not that Biden voters are going to switch over and suddenly vote for Donald Trump. Everyone is pretty sure about their values and how they align with the two political parties. What I am most concerned about is a decline in turnout. Now, there's also maybe a problem with people switching over to third parties at the top of the ticket, but for the down ballot races, it is the top of the ticket that drives turnout in elections. And you want to make sure that you have at the top of the ticket, in this case, the presidency, an effective communicator, a campaign that is running on all engines firing, and that will bring out young people, voters that maybe only vote in presidential elections, maybe only sometimes. And those voters will tend to stay on the Democratic side of the ballot as they go down to Senate, Congress, State House, local offices. And so it's extraordinarily important that we have the best nominee for president possible, because of the effect that it has on down ballot races. And as you mentioned, we have many important congressional races out here in West Michigan. We need to reelect Hillary Scolton, but there are races throughout the state. And then we have a 2-seat majority in the state house, and we need to do everything we possibly can to retain that majority and keep doing the good work that we've been doing for the last 2 years.
Representative Phil Skaggs, that's who we're speaking with right now. Has there been any discussion among Democrats statewide? I know, like, the U.S. House, the U.S. Senate are meeting behind closed doors. Is there any discussions in our state?
No, we're all having individual discussions. I believe that we'll be meeting as a caucus later this week. But at this moment, it is mostly we are talking on the phone and we are running into each other in the community and comparing our notes and our thoughts. Some of my colleagues are coming to different conclusions. It's very difficult to call on a successful sitting president to not run for reelection. And I understand the calculus that they've made. I just made a different calculus.
And Representative, when you talk about passing the torch to a new generation of leaders, who are those leaders? Who is that new generation?
Well, it's no secret that Democrats have an extraordinary strong bench of leaders at the state level and at the federal level who I think are ready to step up and be excellent presidents in the White House, but also be effective communicators and really formidable candidates in this crucial race against Donald Trump. Who might some of those be? The media has discussed several. Obviously, our Vice President Kamala Harris is one of those, in addition to our Michigan Governor Gretchen Whitmer. But there are, I think, several others that that could be included in this discussion. Gavin Newsom, the governor of California, Wes Moore, the governor of Maryland, Josh Shapiro in Pennsylvania. There's a deep bench of candidates who I think are ready to step forward and put their name in front of the convention delegates to the Democratic convention here in August.
Do you feel like some are afraid to make a public post like yours or what have you? Because if he remains the candidate, I mean, how do you come back from that?
Yeah, this is the difficult calculus that I talked about. I don't think anyone wants to undermine our nominee at this crucial juncture when we're going against a candidate in Donald Trump who said he wanted to be a dictator on day one. Who says that? What kind of an American says that? So people are reticent, but I simply feel, and the discussions that I've had and the polling that I've read, I've run many campaigns myself. I've been on the ballot, more than a handful of times. As I talk to my constituents, the American people are excited, thrilled if the Democrats came to them and said, we have an alternative. We have a new alternative. People are fired up to not vote for Donald Trump. They just want to make sure that that the president that Democrats put forward is someone that they can be enthusiastic about.
Well, Representative Phil Skaggs, a Democrat from East Grand Rapids, we appreciate your time expounding on this topic that it's difficult, as you said, to decide where to go, how to move forward.
Well, I hope that the party will be able to make its decision here in a couple of weeks, and then we will be united going into the late summer and fall, and we'll defeat Donald Trump and save the American Republic.
Thank you, Representative, for that Capitol report.